My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're taking the heat out of the house today with today's show called Cool Roofs. From solar power to green remodeling tips, there are so many ways to cool off your energy bills and keep cash where you want it, inside your bank account. And for those of you who like a little comfort while working up on your roof, there's still time to win a pair of Duluth Trading Company's roofer boots. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-428 4624 today.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark, and he,
my wife Teresa,
is on an errand right now doing some cool business.
Yeah, we have a radio that actually plays out of doors.
Yeah, our cool studio where we do our live radio show right now actually plays out on the street in downtown Westchester.
Yeah, or as our son Jack might say in Jack parlance,
what's
streets.
That? Oh, yeah, because he runs down the streets, right?
Yeah, that's our little thing. We don't talk baby talk or anything.
No, we
don't have a cartoon voice for him.
No, we don't. No. Lexi, our 9-year-old, and us, we never do
No. Speak to him in King's English.
Well, and I'm excited, too, today because, you know, our babysitter, Tara, starting college.
Colegio.
I know.
Actually, that's wrong. Universidad.
We are so sad.
Yes, we really considered and planned, spent a lot of effort on kidnapping her.
Well, she's expecting us to show up on campus at any time. She told me that right before she left the other day. It was the last time she's babysitting for us. She's like, I know those guys. You guys are going to come and kidnap me between classes or something.
Join us for our next live broadcast at Westchester University from Terrace Dorm Room.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I don't usually jump in on this. Today's moving day at Westchester?
Well, it's this week, yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah.
You have a couple minutes after the show? We have to take a ride down to the university.
If you know what I mean.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
Seriously? To welcome Tara to her campus to meet all of her new college friends.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so JT and I are monstrously juvenile.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mark is so excited about today's theme show, Cool Roofs, that he's wearing his roofer's boots right now.
I am wearing our giveaway product, the Duluth Trading Company's roofer's boots, made in these United States.
Yes.
And, you know, it took me a couple of days wearing them to sort of warm up to them, and I'm all the way there now. These are awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for more than just roofing. I mean, they're a rugged work boot.
Well, you said when you put them on, you actually felt relief from, like, you know, using another kind of boot up on the roof.
Well, I had my, I won't mention the brand name, but it was a hiker-style boot, and it costs like $100, $99.99. You know, nice.
Really? You're going to talk about a scent?
They were nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the roof destroyed them inside of a week.
Yes.
Doing the tear off and standing at an angle, the rubber sole's peeling off, all of a sudden they're destroyed. And it's basically like being up there in a pair of socks now. These have support under the balls of my feet. The heels are thick so that, I mean, they just work. And they're super rugged and they're not going to wear out anytime soon.
He likes them.
Yeah.
And we're giving away a pair today on today's show.
Yeah, so if you have a great reason for winning them, please let us know.
Yes, info@myfixituplife.com. And, you know, one thing, too, I got up on the roof this week.
You did.
I did.
That was really cool.
I actually put in some of our synthetic slate tile.
Yes, you did.
And I rocked and rolled, didn't I?
But you know what? That's about as fast as I've moved since I've been up there.
See?
Because you nailed, I handed the shingles to you, or the tiles to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you used the pneumatic nailer, shot them down.
I did.
Right on the line.
Very accurate, too. There are these little circles that tell you where to put the nails. And, you know, it was like a little... I don't know, challenge for me to make sure it was exactly center in those little
bullseye.
Circles. Yeah, every time.
Yeah, about 90% of the time.
Pretty much,
probably
yeah.
Probably 99.
Yep.
Yeah, you did a great job, and you conquered your discomfort of being up on a high place.
Well, the porch roof isn't so bad. You don't think you'll see me up on the main roof of anyone's house. Just not my thing.
Yeah, and when it's not your thing, if you feel too nervous to be up there, that's all the signal you need to not go.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that we had some chatter on Facebook this week about me being up on the roof, and I posted a photo of me working up there and that I wasn't wearing a safety harness, but I was only on the porch roof.
Yes, which doesn't meet the criteria for a requirement of a safety harness.
Yes, and also it doesn't meet my requirement for a safety harness, too, because it's, like, jumpable. Like, you can actually...
That's one story you could jump off.
It's not even a full story, really.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, for our main roof, though, which is an 8 and 12 pitch, minimum.
You have to have a safety harness.
You have to. And the reality there is you can barely walk it.
Yeah.
So there's nothing between a mistake and the ground. So there you
go. Well, and you know, Prince Charles, too, is into our theme for today as well. Did you know that?
Of course he is. He's been calling me. That's why I mentioned the King of English for Jack.
Seriously. I mean, he's all over us, right? No, but I...
get him on the show.
Okay. Seriously?
Well, why not?
Okay, we'll see.
Why not?
But I read this week that he is also looking into having a cool roof as well in his 180-year-old home in London. He received permission from the Westminster City Council to install solar panels, 32 panels that are going to cost him $46,000 that he's going to pay for. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool indeed. But I have a question.
What's that?
Does the once and future king actually require permission from city council?
Well, you know.
Can't say I mandate for myself?
No, he needs to have permission like everybody else.
Maybe he's a cool guy, so he went through proper channels.
But I also read on this little article that he uses biodiesel for his Jaguar and his Land Rover, but do you know what he uses for his Aston Martin, he says?
Please tell me, because I don't know.
I don't know if this is a complete joke or what, but in the article it said he uses leftover wine.
Bring it on.
Like, seriously, can you do that?
I don't know. Maybe the wine cellar at Buckingham Palace is just, you know.
And what's leftover wine? I just want to know what that is.
We don't have any of that at our house.
See, my girlfriends and I don't really ever have that problem, I don't think.
Yeah.
Leftover?
Well, I saw that
what's
movie Sideways,
wine?
So I'm a wine expert now. And I know
and
once
saw
you
saw Sideways.
It, yeah. You leave it past a certain vintage.
And we go to Deterra with a wine bar in our town.
Yeah, that doesn't make me an expert.
But you're around, like, lots of wine.
Seeing the masterful actor Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he is pretty great.
But we segue.
We totally segue. And, you know, another thing that I read this week, too, is that people actually really want to have smaller houses than they used to, which is totally an energy-efficient thing because you don't have to have the heating and cooling expenses that you do with the big house.
We watched them go up when we were living in one of the epitome of suburban sprawl places, Washington, D.C., or Metro, D.C., and giant house after giant house would go, you know, just sprout up everywhere. And you'd go into them later after the people lived there, and they've got, like, five empty rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I get it. A big house is stately, and that's cool, but just seems kind of like... What are you doing, playing roller hockey in there?
Yeah, but most people actually want a house that's somewhere between 1,400 and 2,600 square feet, which is, you know, a good-sized house.
Makes sense.
Totally. But, you know, in 1950, you know how big the average-size home was, Mark?
Well, I'm thinking about Levittown, pictures I've seen of your basic 28 by 32 single-story capes. Yeah, can't be more than 1,000-ish.
It wasn't. 983 square feet was the average, Mark.
Wow.
So, you know, we have some cool guests on today's show.
Yeah, we do have some cool guests. I'm very excited for the people who are joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Carlson is a partner with Distributed Energy Partners, but the real brand is, and we're arguing about how to pronounce this.
We are. I say it's Revolucion.
And I see the pun they're going for, the play on words, and I'm calling it Revolucion.
But he's talking to us from Hawaii.
Yeah, he's getting up really early
to talk to us.
And
we also have
residential and commercial solar is what they do.
Yes.
Yes. And we also have Bill Keith, owner and principal of our new favorite solar attic fan company called Sunrise Solar.
Yes.
And he's going to join us. And he's fascinating on multiple levels.
On multiple levels?
Yeah. So I'm going to leave it there. I've talked with him before. And really, really excited to share what he's got to say.
And we're also going to be joined by the president of Da Vinci Roofscapes, Ray Rosewall, talking to us about what is a cool roof.
What is a cool roof? And you know what?
Maybe it's a roof that we have at our house. You know, I think our roof is pretty cool. I would like to know, like, really what our cool roof rating would be.
I would, too. Yeah. I would, too. But you know what? We have a slight theme, secondary theme going on here.
What's that, babe?
Made in the USA. All of the stuff we're given, the boots were given away, and everybody who does stuff here is made in the USA. That's my new thing. I'm all over this now. I want to talk about it later. But do we have to take a break?
We do.
The answer is yes.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
And welcome back to My Fix It Up Life.
How you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah, cool roofs.
Cool roofs.
Cool roofs, babe. That, you know,
that's our segment. Cool's not an adjective here.
Cool is a verb?
It's a noun.
It's a noun, a verb, an adjective,
right?
An adverb?
Is it? Is it a noun?
Is it a gerund, too?
I don't know what a gerund is.
Really?
Writer that
well,
I am.
I want to share something with you, Mark.
Oh, good. It's probably what I did wrong while we were on the break.
Oh, my goodness. You're having, like, husband phobia or something. I don't know. But something that I read earlier this week, too, I've been doing a lot of reading. Have you noticed? Well, you've been, like, on the roof more than I have been. But there's a recent survey that was done by Unity Marketing.
Okay. Unity Marketing. Yeah, I talk to them all the time.
You do. Well, they did a survey of what they call affluence, people that have an income of more than $300,000 a year and a net worth of $15 million, so kind of like you.
Yeah, well, net
you know,
worth and income, $15 million,
$15 billion, $15 trillion, you know.
JT, I got 10 G's in a bag under the thing to pay you today. Don't worry about it.
Well, the survey that they did, and they surveyed 1,300 people and that meet this criteria, and says that 4 in 10 are planning to undertake a major home remodeling project in the next 18 months. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Very cool for our industry. I love to hear that. And it also said, too, that in 2009, in the first half of 2010, they spent on average 40% more on their home on their homes remodeling them than the year before.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, when we keep hearing and we keep seeing that, you know, people are staying in their homes and fixing them up like we are.
Yes.
And putting more into their homes. And I love that. And, you
instead
know,
instead of moving is the full context you're trying to say.
Exactly.
Instead of building a new house.
Instead of building a new house,
mm-hmm.
Which also is kind of cool for the environment.
Well, it's the environmentally friendly thing to do is, you know, people build greenhouses and that's cool, but it's greener to renovate one that already exists.
And speaking of renovating one that already exists, our roof, our Da Vinci Roofscapes roof, and we have a special guest on the line.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Ray from Da Vinci Roofscapes, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to our show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well, and we're really excited, too, because it's actually cooler in our house because of our roof project.
Well, that's the idea.
Oh, that's cool. Now, getting right to the question, Da Vinci makes or manufactures a cool roof, but this is a two-part question. What exactly is a cool roof?
Well, in the context of environmentally cool versus aesthetically cool, which is
right.
What you have, right? The Cool Roof Rating Council is an independent group, and they've established criteria for cool roof, what makes up a cool roof, and that really comes down to solar reflectance and thermal emittance. So how well does it reflect the sun, and how well does it stay cool when the sun's beating on it?
Right. So it's pushing some sun away, but it's also not heating up as much as other roofing materials.
That's correct.
Now, how are high levels of this? Like, what's a high score?
Well, the one is the best you can get.
And they got to change it. One?
Yeah.
That's worse than soccer.
Well, it's just, you can grade on the curve. We can make it a 10 and you know.
I know it. They need a better number system. You know, like, that's like having a touchdown being worth 1 point. But anyway, I digress. So a 1 being the highest, and Da Vinci can give a cool roof that meets a cool roof rating throughout the Da Vinci product line. Is that right?
That's right. Every product we make, from our multi-width slate, our Valore slate, our Shake products, our Belaforte products, can all be produced in an EcoBlend cool roof color.
So the existing structure, I guess, of a synthetic tile already in itself has some cool properties?
Ours does, because it has an air gap, as you know. You're putting it on the roof.
Seen that several thousand times in a row.
and that air gap helps to create some dead space, which creates a minor R factor. But what we do for the Eco Blend is add IR reflective pigments that basically give the tile the properties it needs to reflect the sun and not absorb the UV radiation that would cause it to heat up.
Oh, so in addition to the color itself, you've got an additive, I guess, that actually gives it some reflectivity?
Well, actually, the pigment, the colorant itself, uses IR reflective organic pigments.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not, we don't add to an existing color. We have it's a totally from the ground up formulation for the Cool Roof Eco Blend colors.
I see. And is the color, the Eco Blend suggests that you've got kind of an array of colors. Am I understanding that right?
Well, we've got two that not only meet the Cool Roof Rating Council requirements, but also are Energy Star compliant. Hmm. And those are the two that we sell the most of. The others, we have a variety, and if you go on our DaVinciRoofscapes.com website, you can stay up to date. It's constantly changing. We're continuing to work to add to the color portfolio because it's something that more and more people are asking for and looking for, and we want to be able to give the homeowner what they want and have as much variety as possible aesthetically.
Well, I love that personally, too, the color, because, you know, our roof really does stand out in our neighborhood, and it looks so good. Like, it is so good, and, it's a 50-year warranty and all of that, and it's going to last for very long, longer than we're going to last on this planet. But, like, it's like the color is just so beautiful, too. It really does stand out.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to jump on that bandwagon, because we're just all roof all the time.
We are just obsessed with roofs. Like, we were driving into the studio this morning, and we were literally talking about all of the roofs on buildings like we were driving by.
Yeah, we were looking at snow guards.
And then we caught ourselves saying, you know what, we're obsessed with, basically, my fix-it-up life.
What I'm noticing, too, because the colors are subtle, is the texture. The thickness mm-hmm. of the tiles themselves gives the house a different shape, is the wrong way to say it, but a different outline.
Well, and it's the profile.
Exactly. And it's completely unlike any house on the block or really in town. So, we're digressing from Eco Blend and an expanding array of colors, and want to make sure I haven't cut you off while raving about.
we get so excited though that that you know we can't really contain ourselves, because the roof is just such a big part of the exterior of your house, and you know the statement that you make to people that are coming to your home for the first time, driving through your neighborhood, and. You know, recently we painted the house, too, and it's just, like, between that and the roof, it's just, like, a completely different place. It's a completely different home, and we love it so much. So.
Well, most people don't appreciate the effect that a roof like a Da Vinci roof, the effect it can have on the overall appearance of the house. And once you see it and have it, then it kind of hits home.
It really does, literally.
It does, and I've had a couple people stop. The first reviews are in, Ray. And I had a guy stop, one of our neighbors.
Was he driving down the street?
Yeah, he was. He was driving. He saw me up there, and you're going to like this, Ray. He just stopped and said, "This is a masterpiece." And it's true, and Da Vinci installers are called masterpiece. Masterpiece Contractors?
That's where we have a program, Masterpiece Contractor
Program.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
I've been a loyalty program for contractors.
Yeah, but you know, where we live in our little town, all the guys that work for the town, they're constantly commenting on the roof. Our neighbors are. I mean, it really is like a showpiece right now. People are really talking about it. And it's remarkable, too, because other people get new roofs, but it's not really the talk of the town. So it's, you know, compliments to you.
Well, we're always happy to hear that our roofs are making a statement.
Really making a statement, definitely. And we love it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But the thing, too, is that really our house feels cooler. It does. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no question that the tiles, and we combine them with a vapor barrier underneath. We use Grace Ice and Water Shield on the entire roof surface,
mm-hmm.
roof deck, and taken together, they're just, it's off the charts in there.
It really is, yeah. We're very
That's
thankful.
Great to hear.
Well, unfortunately, I think we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break, and Ray, we'd love to touch base with you again later. We really appreciate you taking the time on a Saturday to join us, and thanks for making awesome products.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about them. It's always a pleasure to talk to both of you, and good luck finishing up your roof.
Thank you.
Right on.
And okay.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
Inside My Fix It Up Life, it's my husband, Mark. My hardworking husband, Mark.
I'm to the point of delirium. Just in case this isn't the best show I've ever put on, I'm tired to the point where I can't speak. I'm thinking in sentence fragments.
He is, and he's, yeah. Well, you're doing a really good job, babe, considering how much work you've been doing lately.
Thank you.
On the outside of our house.
I appreciate mm-hmm. that. I appreciate that. And it hasn't exactly been cool outside.
No.
For the first at least two-thirds of that roof project, it was over 100 up there every day. Yeah. So, yeah. But you know what? I'm now in the habit of drinking more water, which is good for me.
I think it is good for you. That's a good way of cooling yourself off.
Yes.
Yeah, hydrate. You know, and it also helps, you know, staying young and everything, too, and pretty. Don't you want to be young and pretty?
Yeah, I've noticed that with my hair.
Yeah, your hair's got a glossy sheen to it now.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's got more bounce.
Right on.
Uh-huh. More body.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I can see myself entering your Project Runway view of the world right now.
I love Project Runway, I have to say. But we are very lucky and fortunate to be joined by another special guest. We've got a lot of good guests on today's show.
Yeah, you organized a great program.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and we are joined by Eric Carlson. Eric, are you with us?
Aloha, good morning.
Aloha to you, too.
Aloha, I already don't like you. Are you going swimming or surfing or sailing today or anything?
Well, probably a little bit of all of the above. And I'll set the stage, which may make you not like me anymore. I am standing on a rooftop right next to the iconic Diamond Head Crater, which is the backdrop of beautiful Waikiki, and I'm about to watch the sun rise up and shed some light on one of our photovoltaic systems we have here.
I think I might cry. I think I just might melt down and cry.
The door slamming you hear is me leaving.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's great. I love Hawaii. I've been there, and it is just, it's one of those places that is just blessed with everything.
You're right, and anytime you want to come back, let me know, and we'll take care of you here.
Ooh. Right on.
We'll be there in, what, how long does it take to fly?
Yeah, back? How long does it take? We're leaving now.
We don't need to bring anything with us. We'll just go.
Yeah, and you know what? You can finish up our show for us if you don't mind.
Yeah, there you go. So, but we're excited to talk to you because we are, you know, we're kind of a little bit, I don't know. Very excited about solar energy, but don't know a whole lot about it, I guess. Right, dear?
Yeah, to say we're experts in
solar
energy.
No, we're not solar experts at all.
For residential,
no.
Everything from hot water heat to full-on powering the house. Can you give us kind of a breakdown as to where solar is best used in a single-family residence?
Yeah, I could. You know, solar energy is we're so blessed to be in this market. I mean, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue. We're seeing an exponential growth both here in Hawaii and across the country. And it's really people wanting to take ownership of their power. They are maybe not in the best relationship or have the best view of their local utility provider because of the increasing electricity rates. Or maybe it's a reason of just wanting to do something better for the environment. So right now there's a lot of focus on clean, renewable energy, particularly solar and both hot water and photovoltaic. They're two great ways to reduce or even eliminate your monthly electrical bill. And, you know, there's so many different types of products that you can use depending on your home.
Wow. Here's a question, and I'm not setting you up to know the super breakdown of the statistics that probably are the answer to this question, but is there a ratio between how many square feet of photovoltaic cells you need versus the square footage size of your house?
No, that's a fair question. It's one that we get asked quite a bit. People will come up to me and say, hey, I have a three-bedroom house, 2,400 square feet. How much do I need? And unfortunately, there's not really a clear answer. And it's not necessarily about the size of your home. It's more what the end user uses. So it's more the demand. So what, for an example, is that you could have two identical homes, same roof orientation, same square footage. But house A is very conscientious about their energy use, and house B leaves the AC on all the time. So it's really what the end user is using. So,
oh, right.
And there's a lot of other variables. You know, the pitch of your roof, the orientation of your roof will help to determine the size of the system that you need. So the best thing for a homeowner to do if they're looking to get into a solar system is just to contact a local solar integrator, look for one that's well qualified, that's been in business for a while, that has all the correct credentials, and then, you know, go through the process.
Okay. Okay. And will a solar installer need to present credentials, like you say? Like, is there a certification? Should they pull permits? Should they not pull permits?
Yeah. So permits, building permit, and it just depends on, I guess I'll say in Honolulu, we need a building permit and an electrical permit. And it could vary depending on the state or region. But yeah, permitting is involved, and any solid contractor will do all of that paperwork for you. So a homeowner shouldn't be worried or about getting into solar based on that type of issue. A reputable contractor will handle all of that paperwork, the permitting, any agreement with the local utility.
Well, hearing all of that, and I'm excited about solar, and it just makes sense. It just makes perfect sense why not use solar energy to power what you're doing in your home. You know, it's just like
why
a no-brainer.
Not? Yeah.
But it makes me nervous thinking about all the things involved and all the stuff that I don't know about, you know, to try to go solar and try to use solar energy in our home. Is there, like, are there resources out there for people like me who are more nervous than Mark?
Yeah,
try to figure out what it's all about?
Sure. Well, one resource is our website, which is, I'll do a little plug, but www.revolusun.com. And if you go there, you can ask us questions, but there's also a library of information on the components of a system, how it actually works with your home, how we tie into the existing home's electrical system. But it's really a very simple technology. It's a series of panels on your roof and an inverter that will tie into your electrical sub-panel. But it's pretty simple. There's no moving parts on the panels. And the inverter is just a pretty simple device that converts DC power into usable AC power. So it's pretty simple technology.
Wow. So here's a stupid question, and I'm good at these. So the panel on the roof is sending electricity down through Romax?
Well, that depends on the specific code. And so the electricity that's being sent from the roof is coming down in a DC current. So it's like a battery.
Okay.
DC current. And then it enters into the inverter, which converts that DC current into usable electricity. And I say usable, it turns it into AC current.
Yep.
And then, so depending on your local code, will determine what type of conduit needs to be used. And if we're going inside of an attic, it has a special requirement, then, say, running the conduit down the side of the home.
Oh, so you can run the conduit outside in some cases. So you don't have to get into, like, you know, tearing through closets and all
right.
that necessarily.
Sure, sure. And, you know, I guess you could, as an afterthought, what we always think is that for all the homeowners that are listening that maybe building a home, what happens a lot is someone will build in their home and then they call us and say, hey, we want to put solar on it.
Yeah. Wire's cheap or the walls are open.
Yeah, we want to get in there early with every other subcontractor. That way we can make it like an integrated part of the home and run the conduit through the walls.
That's such good advice for everything that you want to put in your house. So it would be much easier to put it in when you're building your house than it is after the fact.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, too, is there information on your website, revolusun.com, about the federal tax credit?
Right, there is. And ours apply for the state of Hawaii, which is a little different than San Diego, California, other parts of the state or the country that are adopting into renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a link to the national one on there. So if you navigate through the page, you should be able to find what's specific for your needs.
So if you're interested in going solar, go to RevoluSun.com, find out some information about it, and find out about the tax credit, too, because you can save money.
You can save money, and then you can just have this great power that's good for the world and good for your house.
Totally.
Inside your house.
Just makes sense.
Eric, we have to take a break. Thank you so much for joining us. I already know that I want to talk to you for about 3 hours.
And aloha to you.
Oh, aloha.
I want to say that. And aloha to your kids, too, Lily and Jack.
Oh, thank you. And I'll say a new word, mahalo, which means thank you. And anytime you guys need information about solar, please feel free to call me. I'd love to come back again on your show.
Oh, we will take you up on that. Thank you so much, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark. Aloha.
Aloha, mahalo. And what's with the haunting music? I'm a little freaked out.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah.
But we're still inside our cool roof show. We're still up on the roof. When are you getting down from the roof?
You know what? Honestly, I have to do the snow guards.
Oh, Lord.
That, honestly, our friend Tim at DaVinci helped us with. So that's next.
Yes. Well, you know, someday maybe you'll get off the roof. But, you know, I was talking to someone recently, and I said, oh, Mark's been working on the roof for like a month now, off and on, because we've got these other things that we're juggling, too. And I was told that I was asked, well, do you have kids? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, maybe he's taking a little longer so that he can kind of have his own man time up there. So
that's
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm excited because we're getting ready for the remodeling show in a few weeks in Baltimore. And they have all kinds of cool new green products that they are going to be showcasing there and doing some awards for the best of the best. And you know what?
What?
We have a caller on the line from one of your favorite green products.
Yes, we do.
And his product has won a lot of awards, too.
Good segue. I was wondering how you were going to weave that together.
Well, you know, he's won the most valuable product a couple years running from Building Products Magazine, which is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
And do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
What is it, Mark?
This sounds like some bogus, like, we're acting. You know.
We aren't acting.
We've got Bill Keith, mm-hmm. Owner, inventor, and principal of SunriseSolar.net joining us.
We do.
Bill, you there?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to our show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Good afternoon, Mark and Teresa.
You too.
You too.
Thanks for joining us. I mean, you and I have talked before. We've been talking on and off for over a year now, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally have installed the Sunrise Solar attic fan in our new energy efficient roof, and love and life.
Well, and Mark was excited too. He literally, like, you yelled or something when you opened it up, because it all of a sudden started working, you know, as soon as you took it out of the package. You were surprised and excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was very cool to see.
It was in a box in the basement for a year. I mean, we've had this since before we started the show.
And then he opened it.
You almost missed the cooling season. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know.
We got the very tail end of it, too. Yeah.
I know it. It was out of the box for about 2 seconds, and it turned on.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's pretty awesome.
And it was the easiest attic fan I've ever installed.
But you know something, too, is that when people ask me, you know, I said that we're doing a cool roof, that we're trying to, you know, try to make our attic space cool it off and try to not have to use so much energy to heat and cool the home and everything like that. And I mentioned that we're doing a solar attic fan, and, like, eyes light up. Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Where do you get one of those? So
you know, I you were talking about being up on a hot roof and having some man time, and I'll tell you what. That's not a good place to have man time, is on the roof, because it is hot. And that's actually why I invented the solar-powered attic fan, is because I was a roofer and I was tired of being on a hot roof, and especially inside a hot attic. And I thought, when I'm wiring in an electric fan, I'm not really helping anybody because it's using electricity to save electricity. And that didn't make sense to me. And I have to give the credit to one of my customers. Years ago, a customer said to me, it's a shame that you couldn't do that with solar. And that was my serendipitous moment where I thought, I got to figure out a way to do this thing solar. So there you have it. It's totally run from the power of the sun. No need to hook up anything electric. Runs from sunrise to sunset, so it peak shaves off the main heat of the day. And it doesn't get any better. You don't have to, you know, there's no fire hazard. There's no noise. They're really quiet. And it's doing most of the work for you that an electric fan would have done in the past.
Wow.
Yeah, and and having now installed it, we're doing a new roof, but you can retrofit one of these easier, and I'll make the case cheaper, than your standard attic
fan. Yeah, I mean, we did a study nationwide asking electrical contractors what they would charge to come out and install an electric-powered fan. And you'll find that putting in a solar-powered fan is right there, if not less, than doing the electric fan, because there's no circuit that has to be run. And, again, a lot of people are shying away from the, you know, I don't mean to throw electric fans under the bus. They definitely have served a purpose, and there are still purposes for them. But, you know, a lot of people shied away from it because they don't want the liability of having to hook up something to the electric grid. And again, so that's where we're at. So Sunrise Solar is my company. I formed it and left the roofing business because it really started consuming my time. I thought I was still going to be able to run the roofing business, and we started, our first order was for 100 units to go on Honolulu International Airport.
Oh, no way.
And I thought so much for the garage production facility. I'm not going to be able to build this thing out of my garage. I don't have a palletizing machine. I don't have a production line. And so the very first order threw us into a manufacturing situation, and the rest is history. And now the National Parks Department uses the solar-powered fans. University of Georgia, the Citadel, T. Boone Pickens has 13 of them on his ranch in Amarillo, Texas. So, you know, it's been a pretty popular thing. But, you know, what's great about you guys is that, to me, your show represents what a typical homeowner is going to experience. So kudos for you for doing what you're doing to your home to make it energy efficient. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. We love anybody who congratulates us.
Yeah, Mark is a sucker for anyone who compliments him. It really, really interesting. So am I, kind of, in a way.
Yeah, you can come on anytime you want.
Yeah. But now,
I got to throw one last thing. It is Russ Marash, the executive producer of
the show
out of WGBH Boston, This Old House. I read a little bio on Russ years ago, and he said, when my wife and I finish remodeling a house, we feel like if we've exhausted every possibility and made it the best that we could, then we're bored and we want to move on to something else. So it's kind of a neat thing. I don't think you're ever done. You can always think of new things to do and improve.
Well, and two, you know, if you are a married couple working on your house and you get to the end of working on the house and you're still married and in love, that means that you really do have a good relationship, too.
Excellent.
I do want to know, though, too, you know, if somebody out there wants to buy a solar-powered attic, like, where do they go to buy one?
You know, you're best off coming right to our website, which is sunrisesolar.net.
Okay.
So sunrisesolar.net is the best place to go. You can get information on the fan. You can actually buy it there if you want to buy it.
or if you're looking for someone to install it, we do have some contractors all over the nation that we could refer a name to you if you absolutely didn't want to do it yourself or you didn't have a contractor that you like to use. We might be able to find someone near you, but sunrisesolar.net is the best place to go.
That is so helpful.
That's perfect. And we have to go against the break, but I want to at least bring up something that's increasingly important to us these days, and it's you guys are made in the USA. Isn't that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. My goal was to make the product from all raw components from within the state of Indiana. There's some things I can't buy in Indiana. My motors come from Pennsylvania. My stainless steel screen comes from New Jersey. Some of my fan blades come from Illinois. But most everything else is made, formed, designed, engineered right in the state of Indiana. So we're supporting American jobs and American manufacturing, and for people that's important to, that we're your people.
Oh, that's great.
So don't forget to check out sunrisesolar.net to find out information. And it's just such it's a product that just makes sense.
It makes total
sense.
Just
makes sense. So,
well, thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
You're inside our perfect day at My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, you are, and we're running a little late today.
Well, you know.
We're running a little late today.
It's a very busy show. We have a very exciting, cool roof show, and we have a caller on the line that wants to ask us a question.
Yes, we do. Is anyone there?
I'm here.
Hi, I'm.
Hi, it's Jeff.
Hey. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to our show. And, you know, we know that Jeff was calling. You know why?
Yeah, we set this up.
Because Jeff sent us a question, an email, and actually sent some photos, too, with his question.
Yes, but we had to make him go through the whole thing live.
Yeah, we just wanted to torture you a little
bit. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm cool, but it doesn't sound like I'm as cool as you guys.
we get that a lot.
Oh, the compliments do work.
Yeah. So you're invited back on already because you complimented us.
And where are you calling us from?
I'm in upstate New York.
Oh, very good.
Right on.
I like that.
Right on. Whereabouts?
About 45 minutes north of New York City.
Okay.
In Rockland County.
Well, very good.
There you go.
And what is your question that we can help deal with?
Well, it sounds like it's right along the lines of what your show is about today. I have a hot attic.
Mm.
I have a house that's about 3,600 square feet. And the attic, right now, I'll just give you an example. It's 77 degrees outside. And in my attic, it's 115.
Oh, my goodness. Kind of sounds like how our attic used to be before we were working on our roof.
And what's making it 115 degrees up there? Do you have, like, stoves and fireplaces going?
No. I have two-ton air handlers that are running my air conditioning system.
Okay.
I have two-zone air AC and... One zone's in the lower level, and the second zone's in the second floor.
Okay, so you got a whole network of conduit, What's it called? Tubes. For the AC to go run through all over the place. I'll think of it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I can't even think of it because you have me laughing hard.
I got lost. So you've got those things. It's already a hot space.
Mm-hmm.
Is it vented at all?
It is vented. I have peak vents and soffit vents.
Okay, and the soffit vents, do they have baffles in them or whatever so they're not blocked off?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the air handlers might be creating some heat themselves. It's already hot in there.
Right.
You know, this is going to sound like the world's most ham-handed, obvious...
Mark is going to say, how about a solar attic fan?
Solar attic fan! Yeah, you can't make this up.
No, you really can't.
How about a solar attic fan? Like, you need to evacuate more air out of there and replace it with cooler air from the outside, it sounds to me.
Seriously, I have a serious problem.
Wow. Now I have a question for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Now, how many solar attic fans do you think he needs if it's that hot in his attic?
Sounds like about 500.
Yeah.
And how steep is the roof?
It's a pitch of 10.
You get a 10 pitch. So
yeah.
Ideally, you want an attic fan to be as high up as reasonably possible, but in order to get to the top of that, you're going to need walk boards and maybe a ladder hook, actually, to get all the way up there. So you can't stand on that.
Right.
If the sun works out, you could potentially put one or even two in your gables.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a solution. But if you have gable overhangs, some people call them barge rafters, they would put your gable in the shade probably too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to call Bill over at Sunrise. I think he honestly...
Seriously.
Honestly, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but it's what I would do.
I was thinking about doing a thermostatically controlled electric fan, but my panel's all the way in the basement, and to run all that electrical, it just seems like it'd be seriously labor intensive.
Well, you would have to fish your line. How old's your house?
It's 5 years old.
Huh. You'd have to fish your line. You'd be doing all kinds of drywall repair because you'd have to fish your line through your top plates, through your bottom plates, around your rim joists on both stories to get it down there. I mean, it'd be brain surgery. So it's doable. I mean, people do it every day, but you would, on a two-story house with all that framing in there, plus there's fire blocking in the wall. So
right.
You're saving money going with a solar attic fan.
I think it's worth trying out to see if it does help. It's an easier solution. And see if it knocks it down even 20 degrees. Seriously.
Yeah, and that's a thing, too, with what we're talking about here is an expectation management. Because an attic fan's not going to make it cool like an air-conditioned space.
No.
It's going to make it less hot.
Yes.
I need.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you're 115 degrees right now, and what'd you say, was it 77 or 80?
No, it's 77 outside, yeah. On a 90-degree day, I could be up at 145 to almost 250.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, your air conditioner is working like triple time.
Yeah.
To manage all that. Holy mackerel. Yeah, and the other thing that Bill will be able to do for you is to you can tell him how big the space is and what's going on, and he'll be able to detail the right model or models that you need. So definitely reach out to him. That's what I would do.
Sounds like that's my best option.
Yeah, and definitely check back in with us, too, because I'm curious how it goes and what is the solution to, like, if the solar attic fan really does help, if you do need to do something else, how much it actually lowers the temperature if you do choose to use one or two of them. And, I'm curious. I want to know the progress. So check back in with us and let us know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And if you go on the roof, tie off. You need to up there.
Well, and...
Oh, yeah.
And, Mark, we...
We have to take a break.
No, we're not going to take a break.
We're not
Mark,
taking a break?
We have to say goodbye to Jeff.
Oh, we have to... Well, that's a different kind of break.
Yeah.
We're breaking it off, Jeff.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling.
It's time, though, to give away those roofer's boots.
I am psyched.
Yes. And we had some good entries this week, and, you know, we were running up to the end of our show, so I'm going to just have at it.
Go to town.
This is the one that won... email that came in, these are exactly what I need. I believe that my father had a pair of these back in the 50s. I had forgotten all about them until I saw your website. Cliff Lawson, you won.
Awesome.
Very cool. And it's $175 value from Duluth Trading Company, too.
Yeah, and these are
not
worth,
cheap boots.
Not cheap, but worth every penny because I'm telling you right now, the $100 model that I had and destroyed, if I were to replace those... Not of the roofer's boots, my old boots. If I were to replace those, I'd be in 200 right now.
You would. And so, you know, on next week's show, Mark.
On next week's show, Teresa.
Yeah, we are going to have Scott, and I don't know how to say his last name.
He's McGilvery.
He's from Income Property on HGTV, and he's kind of a heartthrob, I hear.
That's what I think. I mean, that's what people say.
That's what you think?
That's what...
Is that why we have his poster on above our bed at home? I was just wondering about that.
Oh, I'm sure that's what he wants to be hearing right now.
No, and we're going to be...
So not joining us next week with Scott McGilvery, if
well,
he's smart.
We're going to be finding out some tips to getting the most out of an investment property, whether it's a flip or an income investment or, you know, what you're planning to do with it. I'm curious because this is something I don't know a lot about.
And we have great free stuff. Giveaways.
Yes, we're giving away right now. You know, in the next month, we'll be giving away a select step ladder from Little Giant.
Rockwell's Jaw Horse.
Yes, a case of leather care gel from Blue Magic.
And a stiletto 12-ounce titanium remodeler's hammer.
So email us at info@myfixituplife.com while you want one of those prizes up for grabs, and you might just win, just like Cliff Lawson won this week.
Check us out online at myfixituplife.com or follow us on Twitter and check us out on Facebook.
Oh, and you know what else I have to say before we say goodbye?
Okay, what is it? We're in a hurry to leave. I've
that
got
our,
thing to
that
say.
Our Twinfluence is more than a million on Twitter right now.
Yes.
And tune in next week.
For the next edition.
Of My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.